Today, being that it's Rosh Chodesh, I'd like to learn with you the halachas of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So someone's going to think to himself, Hallel Rosh Chodesh, how many halachas could there be? Okay, you say Hallel Rosh Chodesh, well, how about it? It's so difficult. One of the greatest topics in halacha is Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. It's one of the biggest topics in halacha. Both mitzad ha-halacha, or both mitzad ha-iyun ba-talmud shel ha-sugya. What is the big topic of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? The bracha. Do you make a bracha when you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Now you probably already by now know Ashkenaz.
They do.
They'll make a bracha. And Sfard, they don't. So let me explain to you, what do you mean they don't? They don't, or they don't make a bracha. So you're going to learn how many went out to war, so to speak. They waged a milchama not to make a bracha, Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. And Rabbi Avadi Yosef is Berosham. And soon we're going to learn and teach you, because it has to do with the Shita of Aran Shulchan Aruch, not to make a bracha, and the Mela, all the nafkaminat lahalacha, how to understand not to make a bracha. How not to make a bracha. Now the first thing is, I once heard a saying, people say, Hallel on Rosh Chodesh has to be said quickly, b'merutzeh. Someone told me that it's done on purpose. I remember I hearing this from people who are Bali Halacha. Why? Because it's like to read it quickly. Korim et ha-halel. It doesn't say you pray. It's you hear Moish Korim. Korim et ha-halel. Quickly. So I don't know. It's not what it says over here in the Yalkut Yosef. The first thing he starts off by telling us, Korim et ha-halel b'dilug. Ben b'yachid ben b'tzibur. We don't say the whole halel. We skip the pieces. B'tzarich lamro b'simcha u'benachat u'bekol rina v'toda v'lo b'mrutzeh. Yes, I heard there were complaints this morning that we were going very slow, and I don't know, you're supposed to go slow, it says you're not supposed to...
Nobody else says you should come on time to daven. Uminhag ra,
hukva b'kama mekomot shomim ralel b'mrutza, kibalat ha-kodesh. There are many places that the minhag is bad. A little lower. The minhag is bad that they do it fast. Kibalas HaKodesh is an expression that's used when you swallow your words. It's called, in the pasuk it says, Veloyeh Kibala Et HaKodesh. They shouldn't see. Now the word bala just means to cover over, but it's also an expression to swallow. To swallow Et HaKodesh. Haratzim Yatzim Tchufim, a few other psukim. Sfardim like very nice to talk and say flowery language. Va'ad mehero yarutz dvarei. Kol ki hayheder tobe mitziuto ulam. En larich beniguniv. So I don't know. I don't know. How do we decide? Why? Because they do have a complaint if we go a little too long. Sharei rosh chodesh yom sheim bo bitul melacha larashim. Nice. It's a work day. So you need to know the balance. Not the speed.
Not too oval.
So to get normal. The right balance, Binyamin, you're good.
You're
normal. Now, we all know that Sfardim, Ashkenazim make the bracha. Achasvadim ain't mevorchim. They don't make this bracha. Now, let's start attacking. Don't chas v'shalom. You hear? Now, what does he mean by this? Because even by the Sfardim, there were yesh v'yesh. Moroccan Sfardim, they make a bracha. So he is rallying that everyone needs to make one aguda, not to make a bracha. The gam yotze merako. Moroccans, צריכים לנהוג כאן בארץ ישראל, כפי המנהג בארץ ישראל, שלא לברך על הלב בראש חודש. וכמו שהעיד על המנהג מרן בשולחן ערוך. All right. So this is basic. You shouldn't make a bracha. What does you shouldn't mean? You shouldn't make a, don't make a bracha. Okay.
Svardiya mitpalel beveis haknesset shel Ashkenazim berosh chodesh. Va'avar lifnei ateva kishliach tzibur. Eino reshayi levarech al kriyas halel kiminag Ashkenaz. You can't make a bracha on the halel like minag Ashkenaz. The shev al tas, which means he goes up, he daves an Ashkenazi shul, and they want him to what? They want him to... Shouldn't. So what do? You hear? You hear what he wants?
Yeah.
Some other guy get up.
Let them say the bracha.
But then you can go up and say the halal. Interesting. Right. I mean, I would have said, you know what? Just don't say halal. I don't know. Why do you have to be the shliach tzibur?
Right.
Now, you know what's interesting? They probably wouldn't let you do this in an Ashkenaz shul. They wouldn't let you do it. But he's giving good advice for the Ashkenazi shul. Probably the right thing to do is probably not to be the Baal the Shliach Tzibur for Halal. V'chein im nosei l'chutz la'atz l'makrish nag l'varch halalel v'omek l'shliach tzibur yitei l'acher l'varech. And so too, if he leaves Eretz Yisrael, now in chutz la'aretz, Rav Avadi Yosef is a little more lenient about making the bracha. In chutz la'aretz, he's a little more lenient. Why? So you need to understand... Biyasod. Rav Avadi Yosef held that Miran is Marad Arad Yisrael. This that you must follow Miran, that's in Israel. But in Chutz Laretz, and therefore even Sfardim in Chutz Laretz, may. Not should, may. And therefore he's telling you, so even if you go to such a place that they do make a bracha, for whatever reason, the shul, the Sfard, still, Yiten Lachel Levarech. Which means is he really still feels that even a chutz laretz, it's not the same tkifut, it's not with the same chomer, but lamasa you shouldn't make a brach. Now, svardiya mitpalel mashkenazim berosh chodesh v'shomea bracha halalel. Now the question is,
if you get
amen, and the answer is,
of course, yeah,
not.
Why?
Say it again, of course,
not.
Why?
Not.
You see how far he goes with this?
Yeah, but for that guy wasn't bracha levatala.
That's what he wants. That's it. That's. I told you, if you understood the agenda, I should say the word agenda because it has the wrong connotation. To them, this is a no. This is not a bracha. You can't. There's no such a thing as a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh. To the point that if someone else makes it,
don't answer me.
Wow. So what should you?
For sure, Yom Ha'atzmaut, they would say not.
Yom what?
Yom
Ha'atzmaut. Yom Ha'atzmaut. What is that? Okay, now. So.
Israelis independent.
Okay. Now, v'tov shi'ane amen behirur alev. He should answer amen behirur alev. And he wants to say the same thing with the tefillin. Ashkenaz, Sfarad. How many brachas you make? How many brachas you make?
Tefillin.
One, you make one bracha, right? Ashkenaz makes two brachas. Big machlok. Don't answer amen. What should you do?
Billy
boy, yeah, Billy boy, amen. Yeah, interesting.
But why? I don't understand. For him, it's okay.
Okay. So you don't understand. So what should I do? This is it. This is Rabbi Vadi. Certain things in Rabbi Vadi's halacha. This is not a bracha. That's it.
But again, for you, it's not a bracha. But for him, it is a bracha.
So that's what he's telling you, that he feels. That it's not even a bracha.
So for us, it will be amen yatom.
Yatom.
So I don't get it. 1 second. A guy from Israel is here for Sukkot.
Right.
Okay. Second day, I go, I say a bracha on my little bit.
That's something else.
This guy cannot say amen?
Because he needs, according to you, to say amen. To say the bracha. According to you, he needs to say halal on the second day.
No, not halal. I'm talking about lulav and esrog.
Whatever it is, he needs... Again, it's the second day Yontif.
Right.
For
right.
Him, it's the whole of my
the guy's from Israel. He right. Doesn't shake. It's the second
everybody
day.
Shakes. I'll okay, say. Halal. Let's say halal. Kiddush.
Kiddush.
And the answer is because he, the guy from Israel, according to him, this guy in America needs to say both days Kiddush. But here, according to you, the Sephardi, you're not supposed to be making this bracha.
Fill in IUR.
No, they hold Ashkenaz not.
1 second. According to us, Sfardim shouldn't do it.
Right. No, he's telling you more.
Even Ashkenazim shouldn't do it.
That's what he's telling you. According to you, this bracha
doesn't
exist.
You're so confident in what you're saying. You're saying they're doing wrong.
Atazay. That's what I'm telling. That's why I'm telling you how interesting the topic is.
I hear it.
This is sugya nifla that the amen, the bracha is not even a bracha.
Yeah, but still, deep in his body,
he's
still
if they are made. So what
never
happened?
Ashkenaz will never have a problem.
About what?
About saying amen to Sephardi bracha. Because we're always more lenient.
I don't know. Listen to me, Moshe. I can't tell you.
Is there any case the other way where we make an extra bracha that you guys don't?
I can't think of it offhand because it's really women. Sephardim don't do on mitzvahs. Women don't. The Ashkenaz does it, which we'll get to soon. We're going to get to that soon. Okay, give me another minute. You hear? Y'all good? So wait a sec. Now, if let's see all the years in your synagogue they said halal on Rosh Chodesh with a bracha, and now you move to to Israel. Excuse me, I made a slip, a subliminal slip. And then you move to
Israel.
Yeah. Aleihem lishanot miminagam v'linol kan be'eretz Yisrael k'minah kol yetei z'mish levar v'shchaydish k'eidu tosh amara. Again. So he's got to change his minhag. Okay. V'imto birech ala halal. Let's say he made a mistake and he made a brach on the halal. Let's say a guy made a mistake. All his life, he was making a bracha. He was davening in the Syrian shul, let's say, and they make a bracha. And then all of a sudden, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and there's a big sign, Hamavadya said, no, make a bracha. He forgot he made a bracha, right? So, you'll say, okay, has he made a bracha? No. No. Baruch Shem Kvod, Makuto L'Olam. He should stop right away. And say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam.
Wow, I could have got.
Yeah, you like interesting?
Yeah, so why is that such a zeh?
He made the brach, so you should stop and say Baruch Shem.
Ata lo mevin
ma shomer po. Hu rotze lagid lecha sheata kmo goy.
Change your minhag.
Yeah, sheyesh oimrim sheledidan have a brach levatala. Tzuchim lagid kmo ze brach levatala. Okay. Now, min again ulchpo psuki alim apas goit chakani sunny. Tell me, odecha ki ani tani vati li lishua. How many times do we say it?
Twice.
Not every sheet to hell to say it twice. That's minigari. That svarta kadmon, the original minhag was not to do that. V'im shachach milchpo. Yes. Right. V'im shachach milchpo psuki meila. What happens if he forgot to repeat it? And tzarich lachzor. You might, yeah, he's telling you, okay, but don't repeat it. Why? Because the minhag kadmon was to say it one time. Now, b'halel shem b'rish chodesh, mutar lanis amen, gam al tetkabel v'al Yisrael. Let's say in the middle of halel,
the guy saying
kaddish, and you can answer, right? V'chein al amen debrachas, gam dem tzaperech. Aval en la not baruch hu.
Baruch
shemai. Interesting. You can't answer baruch hu baruch shemai.
The bracha doesn't apply to you.
No, but it's very interesting because the truth is, if you don't make a bracha, and it's psukim, so what's the big deal? If you make a bracha, since I can hear where you can, you know, I'll be mafsik from the beginning, right? You make a bracha in the beginning, you make a bracha at the end. But according to Sfar, it's just tilim. It's just, what's the big deal if you stop?
Because it could lead to the mistake.
There's no leading to this. It has to do with Hefsek. That for some reason, Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo is not that important. And since it's not that important, it's a Hefsek in the Halal. Kaddish is more important, so you can be Mapsik. Whatever, it's levels of importance. Since this is more important, you can be Mapsik. The Kolshkein Le'ein La'Psik B'Dvarim B'Teilim. You can't come and say that I'm allowed to talk in the middle of Halal. I don't make a brach because I can talk. I definitely can't have coffee in the middle of Halal, right?
But other
amens
you can answer?
Huh? Amen and everything you can answer. The only thing you shouldn't answer is about Ruach Shmai, and you shouldn't answer your telephone.
And the only time.
Don't answer the telephone.
The only time you can answer amen to a bracha it's a bracha levatala. But let's say it's a
kaddish. I'm not talking about bracha levatala.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because you were talking about amen. Just,
yeah.
If it's only a bracha levatala, you said you can't answer amen according to Ravadi, right?
That's right.
What you're saying. Now,
right.
What if it's a kaddish in the wrong time, wrong place? Something. The guy made a mistake, so I started saying kaddish. You can answer amen to that?
I mean, if it's not a kaddish that you're supposed to say, you should be answering amen. Of course not. Okay, now. But the truth is, there's really no real time you can't say kaddish. I mean, you say tilim, you say kaddish. What's the big deal? Okay, now. And this is a very nice chiddush, very interesting. There's an opinion that holds that halal is only betzibur. You don't say halal
when you're alone,
or you shouldn't be saying halal when you're alone. So therefore, you need to find the tzibur to say. What happens if he can't?
Don't
say it. But l'chatchila, today I see you're 0 for 0 today. You're batting 0. Whatever you say says the opposite. So I'll tell you what. Anytime I'm ready to say Allah, ask Moshe what he said.
Sure.
And Allah is the opposite.
You sure?
I want to tell you, there's an interesting story. There's a very famous sma in Chayshe Mishpat. The sma says, dat balabatim is neged dat
Torah.
It's a sma.
There's a Gemara like that.
No, it's not. It's a sma. So the Gemara says, whatever I say is the opposite today.
No. I'm saying there's a separate Gemara.
Whatever I say the opposite. I say, no. Okay, so that's it. Whatever I say is the opposite. Okay, so let me tell you. The sma. No, I'm playing with you. The sma says, dat Torah neged dat balabatim. So what does he do? Every time he had to paskin halacha and choshem mishpat, he would go over to one of the balabatim in the shul, ask him what he said, and do the opposite. So here we go. We have over here, sma.
Rabbeinu
Moshe Sadayov, sama.
Even the balabat give the right, he's going to do opposite. Exactly.
Because he knew that it's not. He whenever he was thinking, I'm not sure what to do, let me ask the balabat. And whatever he says, I know the truth is the opposite. Now, says the halacha like this. Yeah. Says the halacha.
They need a donation. They come.
Oh, Moshe's getting.
Moshe
woke up. I see the coffee. There's something.
Next time I'm going to write for them to check the opposite.
Wow.
Zero first.
Wow. Binyamin, yesh lecha ben. Today's something in the coffee today, no? It's unbelievable, something in the coffee today. Moshe.
They're all about to bar bed until they need them.
Yeah, they're welding. So I want to tell you, Binyamin, what are the stones of Binyamin? What are the, you know what the name of the stone of Binyamin is? Yosh Pei, which means Yesh Pei, he has a mouth. So I see, makes a lot of sense. Yesh Pei. Okay, let's go weiter. Now, so the halacha is, if let's say a single guy, Yachid, he's not the Tzibur, but he walked in and the Tzibur is reading Halam. So he's afraid that if he doesn't say Halal now, he's not going to be able to say Halal but Tzibur because they're going to be finished and he can't find another minyan. You know what he really wants you? Let's say today, you come in late and you can't say the Halal but Tzibur, you should really go find yourself another minyan. So maybe that explains, not really, but maybe, why no one was here today. Because since you all come late anyway, so you zichu with Mr. Halal anyway, so you had to go down and say, halacha, everything they do here is halacha. Okay, now. Down the kavshos.
So they should
be in this room. The Shem Lee Yitzhak Amin. Nachashikir Halal Matzibur. Abshadayin Leispal. So even before you daven, say halal first. You walk in and they're ready to say hello.
Say
hello first.
Wow, look at that.
Unbelievable. That's good halacha. It's very interesting. Say hello first. I'll get to most of the people here. You guys came in. It was the middle of hello.
Right.
So you could just say hello and that's all and finish. And then you could say you're finished. You have to go to work. Okay, now. Now here's another chiddush. You ready? Now here's another chiddush. You hear? Now, he says halal first.
Yeah.
He davened. Right. Yeah, he davened. I see a lot of stuff in the coffee this morning. Huh? He davened, you hear? So he said halal first. He davened.
Right.
Now it's halal time, right? Go find, if you can go down with another minion to say halal, say it again, Batsibu.
What?
Go find another minion to say halal now, Batsibu.
Even if you davened by
that's right. Nachon shikret halal Batsibu.
Avshadayin
loyd palo. V'im matza achakach minyan acher, v'tpala b'tzibur, yachoy lachzor v'likris ahalel imohem. V'im b'zeh mishum kol akur hal b'chol yoyim, harei zeh kimechara v'megad.
If I come late to minyan, right?
Yeah.
They're up to halel, so I do halel together with them, let's just say. Right? Can I go straight to Musaf Davin also with them and then go back to Shacharis?
The what?
Let's say I come late.
Yeah, so he's telling you, say halel, go back to Shacharis.
No, I'm trying to say, as I come in, they're doing halel late. I came in late to do halal.
So he's telling you to do halal.
Fine, I do halal with them. Now, right after halal is musaf, right?
Right.
So can I do musaf before I do shachris?
No, that you can't do. No. That part you can't
musaf
do.
Musaf is an additional prayer to
shachris. That you can't do.
What if somebody davens a long
shmoneh shachris? So that's what it is. I'll tell you the truth. I always daven long, right? So what do I do? It's a problem for me, the halal. It's a very big problem for me. So where did I daven this morning? That's the answer to your question. Now you know some of why I'm teaching these halachas, okay? Let's go further.
Just daven fast that day.
Yes, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Is there anything else you want me to do?
No, I'm just telling you.
No, I understand. I'm not with my wife all week, and I have Maisha. Maisha tells me what to do now. Okay, let's go weiter. You ready? Misha ta ubamira sahalabra ishchaydish amapir glilanapir. What happens if a person, you hear? Made a mistake. He made a mistake, and he said loy lanu, and he said ohafti. So what happens? Like chashiv kehefsik. This is not called a hefsik, even though on Rosh Chodesh you're not supposed to say that. Not a hefsik. Why? Because sof it's halal. Yeah, biyam shigayim is halal. Fikay tzar lachzar alamir is halal. Ketanas Rosh Chodesh. Now it's interesting because again, I feel that if you don't make a bracha anyway.
What's the
difference? It really makes sense. It's just saying, but you, what do you see from here? That even if you don't make a bracha, but there was something called halal.
There's a seder.
There's a seder. There's something. That's what you see that can't just go and say,
so simple. No.
Not, but the evidence, okay, because yeah. Sof it's in halal. Now, mi shekara sahalav ashina miseder aparshiot, shekara lehepa, but what happens, Taka?
Yeah.
He's not going, lo yatsa. Seder. There's a seder to the halal. You understand?
Yes.
So what you should really do is try to understand the hemshech.
Halal is a special prayer.
It's a special prayer, yeah. And what you... First Chodesh. And you have to figure out why they picked these and what's the seder, one connecting to the other. That would be an interesting share.
Right.
That would
why
be...
Why halal is in this order?
Why these and why in this order?
Halil,
especially for you guys who don't know what the word order means. Yeah.
Halil, is that David HaMelech all the halal?
No. How is this random parts of Tilim? It's random parts. Two more minutes. Come here. No, you're not here. Come here. You're walking around already. Yachid. How are you, Rebbe? Yachid, Shayayime, Bipsukazime, Bimei Reish Chaydish. Yeah? The Chalamayid Pesach. Matzibis Chilaymer is halal. What happens if you're in the middle of Psuk in the Zimra?
No.
And they started halal. Av Shieshayim Shemut Lahafsik Laymer is halal Satzibur. Even though some say you're allowed to stop to say halal with the Tzibur, Mikamaka, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe you should finish Psuk in the Zimra. You hear? And after Psuk in the Zimra, if you missed halal, go find yourself another place to daven. Why? Because of the same research, Ladat Hari and Lomad Varm Shalok Kisidra say that Fila should took him day Anshik Nesak Dale. Psuk the Zimra also has a say. There's an order to Psuk the Zimra. Yeah, so that also, maybe you shouldn't be saying Halal in the middle either. This is Machloket. So he says, Sheval Tasa, maybe better not. Give me one more second. Mamish, one more second. You know, the Gra. So come sit down. The Gra, you hear? The Gra says that if a person did not say Psukah de Zimra before the Tefillah, after Tefillah doesn't say Psukah de Zimra.
Oh, wow.
Big order. There's an order. The Psukah de Zimra is supposed to be like an entree for the Tefillah.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So you see, Yesh Seder, Letefillah. Yesh Seder, Letefillah, huh?
Is that
halacha? I do it. I follow. I mean, well, there are many Ashkenazic Jews who follow the Gra religiously. My home was very close to that, and we don't do it. I don't do it. I don't say Psukah Zimra if I missed it. So again, so the truth is, by you, it's really not an issue because most Svaradim will definitely tell you that you should say Psukah Zimra after. So it's really not an issue. Now, you want to know, according to the Gra, could you say L'chayr because Karbanis is all day? I'm just saying, theoretically, you know, but it is seder to the tefillah.
Right.
The karbanis is definitely part of seder at tefillah. Okay. Mi shehifsik b'halal. So now that we learned that there's what? A seder to halal. There is an order. It has to be a flow of one after the other. So what happens if he had a hefsek in the middle? Stop. He's sitting there and he's reading something. Yeah. If he stopped enough time that he could finish the whole halal, so let's say in your case it means a half a second. How long does it take you to finish halal? No, I'm just kidding. So let's say 3 minutes, yeah? You're not yaitza halal. Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. He says, Einotzarich, I'm sorry, I apologize. Einotzarich lachzor l'rosh. You don't have to, excuse me, I thought the halach was, you don't have to repeat it, but what's the chidush? You're not supposed to stop. There has to be a seder to the halal. Okay. Mitzvahs kriyas halal ma'umid. The mitzvah of reading halal, standing. V'lo yismach, atzma l'kaisel. You shouldn't be leaning on anything. Umi kamak, could be d'yevet. If he did lean while he said the halal,
Yatza.
And even if he said the halal, miyushav, even sitting. Afilu b'yomim shigayim, even when you make a brach on the halal, and you can do the whole halal, still you're la. B'dievet, if you sit, you're yatza. So for example, a zakin or a chayla, someone who's sick, who can't do it, mutalahem lishayim. They can either recline, lean on something, and if that's not possible, they could sit. Now here's, you ready? Girls that go to seminar, girls that go to school, and they're halal, they're Sephardish girls in Ashkenazish schools. So what do we do? Nashim Turez Mekriyas Halal. So first of all, you have to know women don't have to say halal. Vimbritzoinim Loimra, if they want, they could say. They can't make a bracha. V'chein b'yantif. But even on Yantiv too, they shouldn't make. Like, remember, we told you that if you do a mitzvah, ladies that are pater on mitzvahs that men do, according to Ashkenaz, according to Ramah, you make a bracha. Sfarad's not supposed to make a bracha on that. So if a lady comes to a face, Rabbi Obam Shul, a Sfaradic woman goes to Rabbi Obam Shul, and it's Pesach, second day Pesach, she's not supposed to say a bracha, right? Now listen carefully. Milvad below Pesach, Shanoshim Chayavus Levarech, Likres a halal and mechuyev, halal ulevarich. Now, v'chayva kedai shalmanali aseminarim lebanot. The principals of all these schools, Ashkenazi schools, they should be careful. Shalachanecha dabanot asfardiot levarich aleya al halal, not to make. You hear?
Yeah.
Key word. You ready? Sh'asur
l'Ashkenazi
lehoyreis l'sfardi neged asmeran. Asur. He's even one of the Tayag mitzvahs. V'lochein aleihem l'chanechet abanot. That's right. The yod ach v'rak l'fi dat maran ha-shulchan aruch. U'l'dat ha-shulchan aruch ha-mavarach al-hal b'reish chaydis. Noisei shem shamayim l'vatala v'isura k'ovid. Okay, so you understand what I was trying to tell you from the beginning of this year? This bracha is such a hot, what do you call that when something is a... No, more than a hot topic. It's a lightning rod. It's a lightning rod topic. It's Shem Shemayim Levatola. Your mamish making isser. And if you tell someone to do it, your mamish. The bracha on the halal before Ish Chayitz. Baruch Hashem
Le'olam. Two questions.
Amen. Right? Yeah, what's your question?
Question number one, a person is about to start Amidah and Tzibu starts reading of Sefer Torah.
A person is supposed to start Amidah?
Like in one sentence.
Yeah, so you have to find another minion. I mean, officially find another minion for
which
how?
Means, no.